This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A comprehensive report on immigrant assimilation in the U.S. finds they're doing as well, if not better, than any previous generation. The report looked at 41 million foreign-born, including 11.3 undocumented immigrants and their children born in the U.S., about 37 million. The two generations total 25% of the U.S. population. 85% speak a language other than English at home. 62% of them speak Spanish. 50% say they speak English well, too. Cycling injuries rose 28%, adjusted for age, between 1998 and 2015, with hospitalizations up 120% and from 40 to 56% on accidents on streets. Safety is an issue. Per kilometer and trip cycled, American bicyclists are twice as likely to get killed as Germans and three times as likely as Dutch cyclists. The average general deductible for workers with single coverage totaled $1,077 in 2015, compared to only $303 in 2006, climbing nearly seven times faster than wages over the last 5 years. Data for the National Health Service in Britain finds that in 2000, households in the bottom fifth in income received 27% more expenditure for care than those in the richest fifth, but now in 2015, it's about the same. Cities with the most Syrian refugees settled since 2012 are first Houston, then Chicago, Louisville, San Diego, Atlanta, Tucson, Troy, Michigan, Glendale, Arizona, Dearborn, Michigan, and Elizabeth, New Jersey. The most was 109, and a tenth was 47 people. Black Lives Matter, which began as an internet-inspired hashtag-triggered movement, now has 26 chapters in the U.S. and one in Canada. Boko Haram, the militant outfit that's terrorized Nigeria, was responsible for 6,664 deaths last year, exceeding ISIS with 6,073 and any other terrorist organization. Reports based on data on citizen complaints filed against Chicago police find that they were not disciplined between 90% and 90% of the time. Poll in New York City finds that half of the residents say that economically they are just barely getting by. More than half of the 92% of teenagers aged 13 to 17 who go online daily use Instagram. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.